More than 1,500 hotel workers are on strike in Boston. They say they want better pay and benefits as new technologies change the hospitality industry. The workers walked out of 7 hotels this morning in the city after months of unsuccessful contract negotiations with Marriott International Hotels. WBUR's Ninjor Enwemeka reports.
Workers marched up and down the street in front of the Sheraton Boston Hotel, banging on bright orange buckets, shouting through megaphones, and waving signs that read, "One job should be enough." And that's their main message, that they should be able to earn enough to live in the city without taking on multiple jobs. Rahel Adunia has worked at the Back Bay Hotel for 14 years.
We built this company and they're not willing to give us nothing. And it's going worse and worse and they wouldn't budge with us. They just count us as a dumb, you know, a lot of foreigner, and they don't see us, you know, we strong enough and to do this.
Many workers say they feel compelled to strike to fight for their fair share. The union that represents the workers says they want job security. Brian Lang is the president of Unite Here Local 26.
You know, in spite of Marriott's rhetoric that they value their employees, after 6 months of talks, they haven't been willing to demonstrate that by helping to create jobs that are enough to live in the city, to raise a family in the city, and to retire with dignity.
Retirement was top of mind for Mei Leung, who has been working as a housekeeper at the Sheraton Boston for more than 30 years. She says she's striking to get better benefits.
I'm looking for my retirement. I'm 71 years old. I cannot afford the insurance.
Workers also want more protections as technology changes the hospitality industry. Some hotels already have self-check-in kiosks, and union president Brian Lang says ride-hailing services have impacted the incomes of hotel workers. He says with higher wages, workers won't need to rely on tips.
Before Uber and Lyft, cabs would pull up. The doorman would open the cab door and often would get a tip. Today with Uber and Lyft, that doesn't happen.
Lang says the union isn't opposed to new technology. Members just want to make sure they are trained to use it or are retrained for other roles. The hotel workers say they are prepared to strike as long as necessary. Marriott says it's disappointed by that. In a statement, a company spokeswoman says Marriott has not proposed any changes to benefits. The hotels will remain open during the strike. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zeninjor Enwemeka.